Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Talk to Me and your host, Glennis. Welcome. This is the last Sunday of March. Boy, it's been a good week for us up here in Seattle. The weather's been real nice, and I hope it continues to be so. And folks, get out there and get your bulbs and your plants and start planting them flowers, because I tell you, it's that time of the year, spring. We just enjoy so much. Well, tonight, we're going to be discussing sex, and we're going to have fun. We're going to be talking about everything from position to size to jump off to whatever that turns you on and makes you happy. Give us a call and let's talk about it. And, of course, the number is 646-727-2914. Now, let me bring in my co-host, Bernice.
Hello, everyone.
Our switchboard operator and producer of Talk to Me, Chauvinet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So after entertainment news, we're going to try something different tonight. So follow along with us. We're going to do entertainment news as usual. Me and Bernice will let you know what's happened in the past week. And also after that, we will do a five-minute break. And when we come back, we will begin the topic sex, S-E-X. So with that, let's begin. And Bernice, what you got going on this week, girl?
Oh, girl, there was a lot going on this weekend. We got Chris Brown. You know he's needing mental help, y'all.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Chris Brown has had quite a week. He just released his latest CD, Fame, F-A-M-E, and he made headlines over his recent appearance in Good Morning America.
Mm.
During the interview portion with anchor Robin Roberts, Brown became upset when she asked about the 2009 beating incident involving his then-girlfriend, pop sensation Rihanna. Brown clearly did not want to talk about the incident, saying he has moved on, which he did say that. He just wants to move on.
Yeah.
Brown pleaded guilty to felony assault and is on probation. The 2009 incident left Rihanna's face bloodied and bruised, and it has been a slow comeback for Brown. With his latest release and appearance on Saturday Night Live, where he was amazing, it appeared as though Brown's comeback was on the upswing. But after his interview on the Good Morning America, he had a window smashed, meltdown, and stormed out of the ABC studio without his shirt. Okay.
Why was his shirt off? I didn't understand that.
I don't understand that either.
Well, wait, I don't already say it. What's up with the tattoos and the blonde hair? Go ahead, Bernice.
Oh, okay.
You know, what's up with that?
I thought
Cisco
too.
Retired, you know what I mean? But anyway, go ahead.
There were reports he called Roberts a black B-C-H. At press time, ABC decided not to press charges and released a statement saying that they would welcome Brown back to the show. He is scheduled to perform Tuesday night on Dancing with the Stars. Does Brown still have anger management issues? He compares himself to Charlie Sheen, saying Sheen is getting preferential treatment for his strange behavior. Brown has to remember that he is not Charlie Sheen.
Hello.
Hello.
And he has not handled himself well since the 2009 beating incident with Rihanna. He blames everyone but himself, and the people surrounding him are no better. Is there anyone in his camp to stop him from being his own worst enemy?
Yeah, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because you know what? I got a problem with this.
Okay.
I feel like he hasn't completed his anger management. He might have said he did, but he didn't. And then also, on the other hand, y'all, I know he's young.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have youth and experience at the same time. It will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to look at it that way, too, that he's immature. Now, let's get back to his handler.
Well, I think his anger came from when he was young, somewhere back in his past when he was young, for him to be that angry.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's too young to be this age and just have all that anger just, you know.
Oh, yeah, something definitely.
Something definitely went on
past,
right
yeah,
there.
When he was
yeah.
growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I have a problem with is his handlers.
Yeah.
Why aren't you talking to this young man that, yes, they may blindside you when you go on TV. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Television.
Let him know what to expect.
And if they should do it, don't get upset. Continue on in the vein that he said, I'm here to talk about my album.
Exactly.
Even though she kept it up, keep avoiding it, like taking a fifth. I refuse to answer under the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Yeah.
I'm here to talk about my album.
Yeah, give him
I'm
some
here
pointers
to talk about
on
my
how
album.
To stop
She'll
it.
Leave it alone and
yes.
drop the subject
yes.
after a while.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And then if he wants to get upset, that's fine. But you're tearing up the people's stuff. You're giving them the ammunition to bring you down.
Yes, and you don't want that.
No,
you don't
no,
want
he's
that.
He's just trying to build himself back up and get his career going again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I fought his handlers, too.
Yeah.
They're not sitting down talking to him. It sounds like they just in it for the money as well, not really to help this young man.
I agree.
Well, his
I
publicist
agree.
Quit after that incident. She
oh, he
quit.
Did?
Yep, she quit. She said she couldn't clean this up, so she quit.
Huh. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it is what
That's
it is.
Sad.
So, yeah, I don't know about the rest of his people, but I know his publicist, she said there was no way she could clean this up, and she didn't want to deal with it anymore.
Anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what that means, I don't know.
Yeah, because like I just said earlier, it's something deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on. Speaking of Rihanna, the U.S. leg of her tour is not doing well. I don't think so. Have you seen her dance?
Have you seen her?
Oh, yes, I have. Poor ticket sales are doing her in. This goes to prove that you can have a hit song on the radio, but you must have talent to back it up. Sing, dance, something, Rihanna, okay?
Oh, and also, Rihanna, that's what you get for messing over chirps.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think there wasn't going to be some retaliation? Grow up, little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You punked on the big dog. Don't work like that. He got $1 billion. You got 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they said overseas, though, she's making money.
She's making money overseas.
Yeah, she's doing good overseas, but here in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody could care less. I mean, she's got a couple of hits. Okay, she's beautiful. You
mm-hmm.
know, that's one thing. She's
that's
a beautiful
what
young lady.
That's what it got for her, yeah. She's,
but
she's pretty.
Yeah, she can't dance. She can't sing. So it's like, what are you really giving?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
maybe you need to just stick over there in France.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You know, like what, who's that, Billie Holiday? Was that the
Did
one that
go
went over
to
overseas?
France?
Yeah. That went over to France? Yeah.
I don't know. That's for my time.
My time. Okay, we're going to leave that one alone, folks. Okay, moving on. We got Jermaine Jackson. Mm-hmm. We got Jermaine Jackson in house. He has signed a book deal to talk about his relationship with his late brother, Michael Jackson.
Oh,
this should be interesting because the real story in Jermaine's life is how he refuses to pay support for two of his children.
Mm-hmm.
He can't come back to the United States until he pays up.
Oh, well.
He had two of his children by his brother's girlfriend, Alejandra. Yes, he and Randy had children by the same woman.
Mm-hmm.
So he's part of the human race, y'all. Okay, are you watching Dancing with the Stars? Viewership is down 20%, but the show still averaged 21 million viewers. This year's cast is impressive. Despite doing poorly in her first week, Wendy Williams is vowing to do better. Come on, Wendy. How you dancing?
Yeah.
Kirstie Alley and Ralph.
She was whining there for a minute.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I've seen some of her shows. I didn't really care for it. And Ralph Macchio were very impressive, okay?
Oh, Ralph Macchio?
He did a really good job, yeah. He
mm-hmm.
got, I think, all eights or something like that, eight and a couple of tens. He did real good.
Go ahead, Karate Kid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now we got Celebrity Apprentice in the house, y'all. Celebrity Apprentice is in the house.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
What's going on?
Celebrity Apprentice is the talk of the town. Donald Trump admits that he is a winning cast, and he loves the drama.
Mm-hmm.
He has a winning crowd, 70-year-old singer Dionne Warwick has surprised everyone with her strong attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Warwick is an OG, and she don't take no mess. In the next few weeks, look for the drama to turn up between Star Jones and NeNe Leakes of The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
These two clearly do not like each other. They're on screen fighting as has spilled out onto the public, and it's vicious. Oh, wow. Leakes has befriended star's ex-husband, Al Reynolds. Okay, here comes the battle is. Here's the battle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go, y'all. It's going to get deeper, okay? Reynolds loves the spotlight and will do anything to get back in it. Star Jones did not appreciate the drama with NeNe, but she won't be bullied or backed down. Jones released her latest book entitled Satan's Sisters. The book is about a woman on a female-based talk show called The Lunch Club and how the other woman on the show...
It's called The Munch Club?
No, The Lunch Club, like your breakfast, lunch,
oh,
and dinner.
Sorry, I thought
the Lunch
now.
Club.
Now you're trying to call them carpet munchers, ain't you?
Yeah,
that's what you say for the Hugh Chabonet, the carpet munchers.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm on a whole nother level.
Okay, it's called The Lunch Club. And how the other women on the show betray and stab her in the back.
Sound
is
like
she talking about her former co-stars on The View?
Okay.
Okay, Jones says no. Stay tuned for further info on that subject, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Former football great Lawrence Taylor is now a registered sex offender after pleading guilty to having sex with an underage prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
A judge spared him jail time, but he will be on a probation for the next 6 years. Taylor also has to register as a sex offender. The teenage girl is now 17 years old, and attorney Gloria Allred is currently representing her.
She done got Gloria. It's all over with but the shouting now.
That's it. So that's all I have on my schedule. What you got over there?
Well, let's see. I'll tell you what's coming on TV this fall, folks.
Okay.
So look out for the advertisements for this. Damon Wayans, who signed on to the CBS comedy show about a sports radio station, he'll star with Elisa Dushku, the real-life girlfriend of former L.A. Laker Rick Fox.
Okay.
Wayans is best known for his roles on My Wife and Kids and in Living Color. Also, y'all, look for Cedric the Entertainer. He'll be doing a comedy show for NBC. And Boris Cujo returns to TV on ABC's Georgetown about a young staffer on Capitol Hill. Cujo was recently on the canceled NBC show Undercover. That was so cheesy. That co-star Gugu Mbatha Raw and was created by J.J. Abrams. Now, I like J.J. Abrams. He's got Fringe and some other shows on the air.
Okay.
He's pretty good. Abrams is producing Taraji P. Henson's new CBS drama, Person of Interest. Donald Faison of Scrubs fame will be one of the stars of the TV land show The Execs with Tichina Arnold, Pam from Martin, and Mom Rochelle from Everybody Hates Chris. Arnold will also be starring with Fran Drescher on the show Happily Divorced, which is also on the TV Land cable network. Okay, now, congrats to former Spice Girl Mel B. She is expecting baby number 3. Can you get married with any of these men that you keep popping up pregnant with, girlfriend?
Was this her latest dude?
Yes, it's her first with her husband. She's married. With her husband, Stefan Belafonte.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, is Harry Belafonte's son.
Uh-oh.
Mel B has two other daughters, a teenage from her first marriage, and a 3-year-old with Eddie Murphy. Oops. Okay, I'll take that about being married.
Okay.
Speaking of Murphy, he's getting the Comedy Icon Award at the TV Comedy Awards next month. Well, Mel, you got skills. I'll just leave it at that, girlfriend. Damn, 3 different baby daddies. Okay, in Haiti, Wyclef Jean is going to have to get his story straight. During his recent Haiti elections, there were reports that he was ambushed by a group of men and was shot in the hand. And later reports, it was revealed he was in a minor car accident and he cut his hand on glass. Really? Really, Wyclef?
Now, which one is it going to be?
Yes, make up your mind, man. Last year, Jean dropped out his plans to run for president of Haiti, but he's still actively involved in what is happening in his native country. Well, that's good. Okay, here comes another jump off 30 years later. Smokey Robinson is having problems with an ex-mistress from back in the day, y'all. Years ago, this woman was seeing Robinson when he was married to his first wife, Claudette. The woman is claiming she was with him for 15 years, and then she found out he was cheating with a second mistress. Duh. Did you think if he cheated on his wife, he's going to cheat on you, girlfriend? Why is this woman coming forward now, y'all? Sources say she's having money problems and is ready to tell all. What is with these people? It's like Steve Harvey's ex-wife.
Yeah.
They broke, so they want to embarrass you.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
they feel that's the only way they can get any money. Cause
that's
they,
sad.
They're desperate for some money.
That's sad.
That
you know
sad.
What? The karma that's going to roll back on
yes,
these folks' lives.
It's going to come right back on them. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there tension on the set of the movie Joyful Noise? This is the one with Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton.
Mm.
Sources say the country superstar and the queen are not getting along.
Hmm.
And that the queen is not a happy camper on the set of the movie. Stay
so
tuned.
Is that movie out
stay
already?
Tuned. No.
Okay.
They're working on it. Yeah.
Okay.
So stay
right.
tuned. We remember disco singer Lolita Holloway. Holloway was 64 and died from heart failure. Our prayers go out to her family. She was best known for her vocals on the number one Marky Mark hit, Good Vibration.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Plus the disco
you.
Songs Hit and Run, Relight My Fire, and Love Sensation with Philly producer Norman Harris.
Mm.
So our prayers go out to Miss Lolita Holloway's family.
Mm-hmm.
And we also remember, y'all, I know everybody, we've all been talking about it last week. We remember screen legend and icon Elizabeth Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
She died of heart failure at the age of 79. She was one of the last of the Hollywood's great with her stunning looks, God knows, and captivating presence on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And also all them diamonds, y'all.
Yeah.
She had tabloid headlines, but she will always be remembered with her work with HIV/AIDS and her remarkable friendship with the late Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I have in entertainment news.
Okay,
I'm just going to give a little bit of the news of the weird.
All okay. right, go ahead.
I love this section. It's the news of the weird. It just picks my day up.
Excuse me, it's so crazy how real and true these stories are.
Yes.
It takes place somewhere in the world and even here in Washington State. And I'll get to that story in a minute.
Okay.
Senior Houston police officer Mike Hamby, 51 years old, was suspended in February after witnesses reported that he, off duty and not in uniform, had tossed a tear gas grenade into a group of rivals in a rodeo cooking contest.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Hamby has 30 years service and was a member of his union's board of directors. About 300 teams compete in the barbecue cook-off, and police were investigating whether Hamby was merely trying to sabotage a competitor's food.
Wow.
It's just barbecue
that's
people. Just barbecue.
That's just as bad as that
yeah.
guy in the restaurant putting rats and stuff in the other two restaurants is, so he can win the contest.
That's yeah. ridiculous.
Oh, that's
yeah,
awful.
Sick. It is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Timothy Walker, 48 years old, was hospitalized in Burlington, North Carolina in February after he fell off of an SUV while he was on top, holding down two mattresses for the driver,
oh
who
my
apparently
God.
Rounded a curve too
mm,
fast.
Mm, mm, oh, mm. yeah, he's supposed to be hurt. Yeah, he's supposed to be that
yeah.
stupid. That sounds like some redneck stuff.
And it was. That's what it's called, the Redneck Chronicles.
I tell you.
Three people were hospitalized in Bellevue, Washington
mm-hmm.
in January when their van stalled and then exploded as ignition was reengaged. They were carrying 2 gallons of gasoline in an open container and had been feeding the carburetor directly through an opening in the engine housing between the seats.
Mm.
As the van was in motion.
Oh my
oh
God.
My God.
It was not reported why they were doing it that way.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I have
little
no
little crispy critters.
Yeah, just
oh.
idiots.
I know they'll never do that again.
Mm-mm.
I think crispy critters.
Mm-hmm.
And under our least competent criminals, armed robbery convict Edward Nathan Jr. escaped from a Florida work release center in 1983 and as Claude Brooks and other identities managed to avoid police for the next 27 years until he slipped up in December in Atlanta after being arrested for being caught urinating in public.
Oh, my goodness.
He was returned to Florida and charged with escape.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get to no bathroom.
Apparently not.
Evidently.
Accused thief Anthony Dorman, 30 years old, who had successfully eluded authorities in Wisconsin since 2004, turned himself in to Sheriff Bob Spuden in Janesville in January, apparently only because he needs treatment for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
However, not wanting to pay for the expensive surgery, Spuden asked the judge, this is the sheriff, to dismiss the arrest warrant and put Darwin back on the street. Judge Alan Bates released Darwin for treatment, which surely would be paid by the taxpayers, although perhaps not on the sheriff's account.
Mm. Ain't that a trip?
Mm.
Okay. Too much, too much. And this cannot possibly be true. Gangs in Durban, South Africa, have recently begun stealing expensive antiretroviral ARV drugs designed for AIDS patients and using them in the country's most popular street drug, Wagunna, a highly addictive smoked cocktail of detergent, rat poison, marijuana, and the ARVs.
Oh,
the crisis was reported by KwaZulu-Natal province drug abuse organizations and Durban police, who stood by their claims despite attempts by South African President Jacob Zuma to assure international suppliers of AVRs that were, that more were needed and that none were being diverted for the Wagunna. Isn't that sick? People need these to live,
that
and yet
sick. They're getting high using that to get high.
Yeah, well, they're combining it with detergent, rat poison, and marijuana.
Oh my God!
People, what's wrong with just smoking the old good ganja? Okay, stop mixing it all up and taking treatments people need away from them.
Trying to do their own little lab work.
Right.
Leave that stuff alone. If you ain't educated in engineering, leave that shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's sick.
Crazy.
And then the last story: a professor, Mr. Petrol, 43 years old, a mathematician. Professor at California State University Northridge was charged in January with misdemeanors for allegedly urinating twice on the office door of a colleague with whom he had been feuding. Petrov was identified by a hidden camera installed after original puddles turned up. And that is the news of the weird.
Wow, that is crazy.
Sickening, I know.
I'm telling you. People, yeah, it's weird. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely weird.
Yes.
Well, folks, it's that time. We're going to take a five-minute break. And, we're going to take a five-minute break, and we'll be right back, and we'll start with our subject, sex, S-E-X. Okay, so hang on for 5 minutes, and we have a caller on the line. Hang with us. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and we are back. Well, we have a caller on the line, and so, Chabonet, you want to bring the caller on before I read my little short paragraph?
Actually, it looks like it was technical difficulties. We don't have the caller on the line, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, our society is so backwards and confused when it comes to sexuality that college athletes are suspended from their teams for having consensual sex with their girlfriends. But then we got Kobe Bryant and Bryn Roethlisberger, fat head, posters hanging in kids' bedroom. Wonder why, people.
Mm-hmm.
When sports stars and Hollywood icons with four kids out of wedlock by the time they're 25 are idolized, you know we've got a couple of things wrong. Women used to be treated as objects and kept out of top jobs. Well, now all that has changed. It's now everyone's outside of fraternities in Wall Street. So accept sexuality as part of our society, folks. Here we got Rihanna coming in with a song called S&M, a follow-up to her last single, which was Rude Boys, Was He Big Enough? But, you know, kids are singing this.
That's
and picking
crazy.
Up on it.
Yeah.
And Katy Perry came out with a song, She Wanna Be Filled With Your Poison and Abducted.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Sexuality.
I have no comment on that one.
Sexuality is not so scary in foreign folks. I mean, if you remember the color song, it says we don't die, we multiply, but in the Bible it says go forth and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that song, now this is just a sidebar, were they talking about China? We don't die, we multiply.
Mm.
I don't believe Rapt invented that.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, that's my little premise to our conversation about sex. So, let's begin.
Well, we have a caller on the line.
Okay, go ahead.
Lettuce.
Thank you for calling. Talk to me. Who is this?
This is Joan and Adea.
Hi, Joan, Adea. Oh, listen, this is good. Callers and listening office, audience, excuse me, they have a company that they sell sex products through, so this is wonderful. You want to tell us about it, and let's do an advertising about it for people to come to your website.
My daughter's going to do that. Hang on. I'll give the website information, and she'll do the rest of the talking. The
Okay.
The website is www. S like Sam, E-N, S like Sam, U-A-L-E-S-S, like Sam, E-N, T for Tom, I-A-L-S, online.com. That's www.sensualessentialsonline.com. Now here's Adea.
Okay, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hi, so what does everyone out there need to know from me?
Well, tell us a little bit about the products that your company offers for people for sexual enjoyment.
We have everything from vibrators to dildos, dongs, strap-ons for women on women, everything battery-operated, lubes, lotions, tasties, you know, things you can put on and lick off. That's always fun. We have products for people suffering from ED, which are all right now relating to and also hollow strap-ons, which a lot of people are not familiar exist, for men who have lost the ability to gain erection, their hollow for their deflated penis to fit into for them to be comfortable.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's very popular, actually. Most people think of strap-ons being used between women and women, but there are ones that are designed for men to use on their women when they lose the ability to use their own penis.
No, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Now that's an interesting fact.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, available also for men. Ooh, okay, go ahead.
Jouer items, Kegel exercise items, which would be like Benoit balls. They're pretty tried and true. They're an old-time product. their weighted balls and they're placed inside the female's vagina, and she's to use her muscles and try and hold them in as long as possible. You know, you can do some housework or walk around, but you hold them in as long as possible, and it helps to strengthen the Kegel muscle. And that way, you know, some men like to ask for backdoor visitations, and a lot of women are against that. But we always tell women if they tighten their front door, then the men will not be asking to go in the back. Some men just really prefer when they're making love. So that's something that request.
If they tighten. Okay. That's good to know, because you're right. Going back to virginity, huh?
And also for women who just want to experiment with anal sex, we also have, there are lubricants that are designed to desensitize that area, which will take away some of the sensation so they will not be in so much pain. Also, another product that helps with that are what they call butt plugs. And that is something that you put into the anus during while you're having vaginal sex, which will help stretch the anal area a little bit. So when he places his penis from the vagina to the anus, which you never want to go the opposite way, but when he's going from the vagina to the anus, that way the area has been stretched and it will not hurt as much.
That's interesting.
That is
interesting.
Wow. Okay. Now, do you guys sell products that have, like, pheromones in them?
Yes, we have those too. There's colognes and lotions. There are bed sprays also. I really like the bed spray. It's kind of a powder spray, and it makes your sheets feel really pretty. And they also have
So you don't have to just use it for sex. If you just feel like luxury in your sheets, you can spray it on, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, it kind of, you know, makes the sheets feel very, very silky and nice. It's a nice product.
Okay.
You just got a customer right here. Thank you.
Cool.
What's going on there? That's interesting. Masturbators,
okay,
so it sounds like you guys.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I was just saying it sounds like you guys sell pretty much any and everything for a person, you know, who wants to enjoy either by themselves or with a partner.
Exactly.
Or partners, that's true. Let me ask, do you also sell swings or any of those things or S&M products?
Yes, we have swings and S&M products. And S&M products, you know, start off with whips. They have, you know, ties and tassels and nipple clamps and everything you could think of up under the sun. There are even weighted clamps that can attach to people who have nipple piercings. They can attach the clamps.
Mm.
There are clit suction devices also to some people just get off on sucking enlarging their clitoris. You know, and then they pain derived in that also, but pleasurable to those who are into S&M. The swings, which, you know, we don't advise this for people in mobile homes, but as long as you're in a home where you can attach it to your ceiling.
Like a 2x4.
But there are ones for people who are not in structurally sound homes where it's a pole that is kind of like a springform pole that will kind of clamp itself in between the floor and the ceiling. Those are poles.
You know, since you mentioned poles, do you guys sell those too? For women that want a pole dance for their man or whatever? Yeah.
There's poles on there also. Some of them come with DVD signals to give you some kind of a. And actually, locally, most cities have where now you can take pole dancing classes, like for exercising. So you can check those.
Okay.
Offering that to the pole dancers.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that on TV that they.
I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said I guess a lot of women are trying to keep their men from frequenting these strip places. I mean, if you can, you know, maybe he'll stay there and watch you, and you can earn some money too.
That's what it sounds
baby,
like.
I saw
these Jimmy Choo Choos over here.
That is so true.
It's amazing how women have to go to such extremes to keep their men, though. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know, the further technology and the further we get into experimenting, I mean, you have to be willing to try different things if you want to keep your man at home.
Yeah, and go outside the box.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because there's so many products on the market now for women, men got to watch out. There'll be them They even got those machines now for women, sexual machines. So even what she said with the dildos, they even have machines where you don't even need a man.
That's true.
When you can plug into the wall, you don't have to worry about the batteries going dead on you.
Exactly. Get to have somebody.
Make sure you pay that electricity bill. Be all
right. A lot of women are just shamed or either embarrassed about oral sex, or they just don't like it, or they gag. And there are products that we sell online, like one of them in particular is called Good Head. And what that is it's a gel that you put into your mouth and you swallow it, and it takes away your gag reflex. So then you can go home and be like Debbie Does Dallas. You know, make him
happy.
Oh. Back of your throat. And you
or
won't
be like a deep throat, okay?
Yeah, you don't even need knee pads with
hey,
that, honey,
I'm
huh?
telling you.
Oh, I like it.
There's a lot of good stuff out for us women now.
See, that's what happened. Man invented it, and we took it to the next level.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of books. I think a lot of women just are not comfortable with their own sexuality and may not even know a lot of things. So the books are always good, you know, how to pleasure a man, how to pleasure a woman. Yourself, you know. Those things.
Yeah, of course.
I'm a strong believer in that. You have to know about yourself in order to tell somebody what you don't like and what you do like.
Do
and you should communicate with who you're with and find out what they like or they don't like, or you're going to have a real bad time.
Yeah, that's true.
I have one more question. Do you guys sell videos as well? Do you sell videos?
Yeah, there's videos on the site also. Instructional and...
Okay.
That's good to know.
Okay, yes, it is. Well, do you want to give the name of your company again and the website? Yes, please.
It's www.sensualessentialsonline.com. www.sensualessentialsonline.com.
All right. And anytime they can order 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
just
come in and they can order from you. Okay. Well,
everything
I thank you for that. Please.
Discreetly also. Everything is shipped and billed discreetly, so, you know, you won't get your 8-inch vibrator with a big picture of it on the box as to what you ordered.
We appreciate that.
That's good
we really
know.
Do. May not want the neighbors or your boyfriend or husband to know.
Yeah.
Well, not until you're ready to expose it.
Exactly.
I like that. Well, I really appreciate y'all, and please stay on the line. We're going to get into our discussion, but, oh, I really thank that. And the listening audience, if you heard all that, please do. Go to that website, order some products. I know you're going to be happy. These are two wonderful ladies, and I know they're good in business, so please support them. Write that website down. We will also list it in the blog on the radio show. And go in and support them. All righty. Thank you so much, Joan, and your daughter, Kawali.
Yeah.
I remember. Please stay on the line if you like and enjoy the show and jump in the conversation. So we have, what's the first question up?
Well, the first question I have is we're talking about solo. Is that having sex solo?
There's nothing wrong with that. To me, solo is fine if there's nobody around. There's an old cliche, if you ain't got a man, you got a hand. And as Joan and Kawali just stated, there's so many products out now that you can enjoy yourself. But I would like to say this. For women that have had sex and have been active and you've been on a dry spell, go to Essentials and buy you some toys, because you start getting a little irritable and cranky. And it's because you're missing that aspect of your body, and that's having an orgasm. It really does mean something to your body, just like eating food every day or drinking water, especially when you're used to that and now it's not happening through whatever divorce, breakup, or whatever. But buy some products, go solo for a minute. It will get you through your dry spell, folks. Okay.
Okay.
Next question.
Is it possible to have no sex for 8 years?
Of course.
Well, I think so. I think it is.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you why, because I've got a sister that ain't had sex in over almost 11 years
okay.
since her husband passed. So, yeah, and she ain't
so
that old.
So it's kind of like a frame of mind.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Well, we got to look at it like this way. Maybe if the person had been abused.
Yeah.
Or rape.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a domestic violence relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They're just turned off from sex.
And they're just turned off
just
from it.
Just turned off, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then bring that up as a widow.
Someone okay.
that a widow, they're just like, hey, that's the only man I ever loved, I ever wanted. I don't want to be bothered.
I don't
want
to be bothered with,
yeah, with anybody else.
Okay.
The only problem I see with that is that after a while, if you do get it, you might have a nervous breakdown. Be blinking out cobwebs here and there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. is sex an important aspect in a happy marriage?
Yes.
I think so.
In any relationship, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sex is important. And it's also important, too, that you understand each other, what you enjoy in sex, as Chauvinet stipulated earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I've known a woman that she was married almost 20 years and never had a climax with her husband, and they had two children. And it wasn't until she turned 42 years old she had her first climax.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But, you see, failure to communicate, number one,
mm-hmm.
and just wanting to pacify the situation.
Well, and
you know
he,
what
wasn't,
I mean?
He wasn't, maybe he wasn't arousing her enough where she could have that.
Yeah, but she
you
should
know,
have said something. She never
should,
did.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, she, you know, they're happily
well,
married.
She probably felt that
they
you
love
know,
each other and they're happy and they got a couple of kids. But
lay there and let him take it in, and then I can go on about my business.
Well, that sounds like Sealy now.
It is.
Color purple.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible. I mean, she said she hadn't had an orgasm, you know, in all them years. So
yeah.
I was just wondering.
But I don't
know.
But I don't. To me, I don't think that's a good thing because the human body has to function. I don't care who you are.
That's true. It has to.
It has to function. So even if you're not having sex with a male component, you should at least be using some toys,
mm-hmm.
something to satisfy that part of your body because it does play havoc on you, even though people don't want to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how women or men become pee-whipped and women become de-whipped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
yeah.
it's been so long that when you do get it, you're like, you know, I'm like,
yeah.
calm down, take a chill pill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got your little bit, it's all good, it's
mm-hmm.
all good. You ain't got to go out on the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it happens.
Mm.
And it does. I think overall it just, I don't know.
It becomes. I think women get desperate. That's why you shouldn't go a long time. You know, I'm a full believer in a one night stand. And
oh, that
kind
of reminds me of the movie Monsters Ball when she went so long, all them 11 years until her husband died, and that's
mm-hmm.
when she. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was starving for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she acted that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What about a person that's bad in bed? How do y'all feel about that?
Tell them straight up.
Yeah, I think so, too. Or can we go a different route? Can we do something different or, you know, what's
well,
going on?
That is true. I think you should probably give a chance in different avenues. And
yeah.
if there is no solution and you've tried and tried, then, I mean, just for me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep pushing.
Well, and one thing also, too, that some women could be bigger than the man. And that could also be like, okay, he's not satisfying me because he's too small. And she's always been used to bigger men. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes. And you know what? We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
The size matters. Since
okay.
you brought it up, let's
yeah.
go on into it.
Yeah, it
the
does
matter. The
size matter.
And it does.
Uh-huh.
It does. Because even to a heavyset woman, I imagine, you know, the heavier you are, the smaller her vagina would be.
Mm-hmm.
But still, she wants to be pleasured correctly,
mm-hmm.
you know,
exactly.
feel something. So
mm-hmm.
size does matter. I can't deal with tickle.
Yeah.
I mean, kibbles and bits, that food went out a long time ago. I don't even think they have that no more, do they?
I don't know.
I have to disagree with that, though, because I mean, I guess size can matter, but I think it's the motion in the ocean. You know, everybody's not going to be blessed. Everybody's not going to be long dong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think you should know just how to work the equipment that you have and be good at it because I – known a couple of people who are not that blessed, and
mm-hmm.
yet they be putting down for the ladies. You
they know,
know
how
and I'm
to
like,
work it. Okay.
Well, say that then. And then I've known some people who are so blessed that women don't enjoy them. You
yeah.
know, so
yeah.
it's an either or. It's really about putting it down.
It either,
would you say it's the difference between a moan and a scream?
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
because
and we
can be so large that, you know, it's painful for her.
Exactly.
You
we
know?
Actually have another caller calling in. Thank you for calling Talk to Me. Who is this?
Oh, for God's sake, I can't believe what I just heard from you two.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good, cuz. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm coming
no,
in at the wrong time, apparently.
What'd you say?
Huh? I said apparently coming in at the wrong part of the
conversation.
You know.
Well, I mean, honestly, though, Kenny, from a man's point of view, though, I mean.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay.
Honestly, though, I mean, shouldn't it be about the motion in the ocean? If you have your equipment, you work with what you got and do the best of it. And if, you know, your equipment isn't up to someone's par, then, I mean, there's things to do. You know, they got parts out there.
I can
yeah,
only,
that's what I said.
I can only speak from one side of the conversation. And let's just say I had no complaint. I think it's good. When you were blessed with a gift that your father gave you when you were born, it's your opportunity and goal to make sure that whatever you do is enjoyable for your partner. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think realistically, I think from, and I don't know what the conversation was before, I just remember calling now, but I'm thinking, I think from both sides of the party, male and female, it generally tends to be, you give, if you feel that comfortable with that person and you're willing to give, you know, 100%, then that's what you do. And then I think
mm-hmm.
no matter what you do, it's going to be amazing and crazy the way that you want it. Versus if you're, you know, jaded and very like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, some things are a little too crazy, but, you know, other times,
right.
Hey, whatever.
Go for what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I got another question. How do you feel, well, not just to Kenny, but to all of us, how do you feel about a person being freaky when it comes to sex? Because some people love freaks.
The freaky.
You know, I honestly think it's just your point of view of what is freaky, you know, because I wouldn't call myself
sure.
a freak yet. I'm very open-minded about what I like to do and how I like to please a partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people's interpretation where I could say, yeah, have me hanging off the ceilings, and then that I'm game for that, where someone else could be like, ooh, girl, you doing way too much, you know, and I don't think because I would like to hang from the ceilings as a freak. It just means I'm game for having adventures and keeping it lively and spicy instead of being in the mission position like I just got out the convict. So, you know, I...
Well, you giving names like that, of course it's going to be uninteresting.
But, I mean, honestly, you know, where people, they're voyeurism. You know, they like to do it outside where people are watching or, you know... I don't know, you like to be zapped by battery jumper cables while you get your freak on. You know, I mean, it just depends on what your taste is. You know, I don't think people should be categorized as, oh, you're gross.
As freaks,
you're
okay, then I like the word you put on there, adventurous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Adventurous sex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. You got to go for it. Go for what you know. You know, I mean, I think some people you're going to have boundaries. That's just realistic. But the less boundaries you have, the more you broaden your horizon and the more fun you're going to have, the more you're going to enjoy, you know. I mean, put it out there. Be honest. Because if I have a partner, the first thing, when we get to that point, I like to tell them, you know, look, I'm a very open-minded person. I like to do a lot of things, and I want to make sure you're on that same level with me or at least open to try, you know. Because it's not for everybody, you know, and you have to respect some people's do's and don'ts, but... I just like the fact when a man is open-minded to, you know, let's do some facts. That's for me.
Okay. Did you have a question over there? Okay. Do you have a question
no,
over there?
No, I don't have.
What about you, Kenny?
Well, what y'all think about oral sex?
Oh, you can change the subject. Okay, oral sex.
It is a must.
Thank you. The thumbs up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but there are no things around it. A marriage, a relationship will not last, and if you think it will without it, watch you break up when somebody else does it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to say. I mean, really, it's a must. And if we want to get biblical about it, we can go to the Bible where it says you will do anything with your husband or wife that you deem necessary, and it is natural because that is the person who you lie with. So, from that standpoint, I remember one girl in church, she was like, I can't wait to get married because there's a whole bunch of mess I want to do. And I was like,
Oh, wow.
But she was very serious. You know, this was before the purity rings of the Jonas Brothers, and, you know, when people was actually saving themselves for marriage. And, as the Bible says, end all be all, I say, hey.
I'm with you on that one, because that's a must. And that's where I actually have a couple of female friends and male friends that do not care for oral sex, and that just boggles my mind. You know, and it's not they're like, oh, it's gross. It's nothing like that at all. It just honestly, at the end of the day, does nothing for them. They
there are some people that are like that. It just doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And that's their preference, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I just am flabbergasted.
Right.
They just ain't had it done right, that's all.
Ah.
I don't know, to each his own. What's the next question?
Let's see here.
What you got?
Let's see, sex. Oh, how's your sexual response to not anything in gentleman, I mean, in particular, but your sexual response, like when you meet somebody, would you have sex with them on the first date? We kind of discussed this about a couple of weeks ago with Kenny. But depending if it was, I'll put it like this, a guy at work told me, he said, have you ever had that chip where you meet somebody and it's like a chip between you and you just like, you just want to hit it right now and go for it or do whatever you want to do and then to wait. Do you feel that type of sexual response? Or would you do it if you had a sexual response that strong?
I say do it in the first couple of hours so that way you know what you're getting into.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What if you're on vacation somewhere? You're not going to be that person anymore in life.
I'm sorry. How many black women saw how Sally got a groove back and are waiting for that 20-year-old to come up out the ocean? Right.
Oh, whoa.
save the drama for your mama, because I'm not the one. I'm sorry, but, yeah.
I think when you're on vacation, go for yours. Have fun. You know, enjoy. I don't know. See, me, my point of view is my hometown is my territory. It's my sanctuary. So I will not ruin my reputation at home, you know. Or at least if you're going to be out and about getting down like that, be good at it. You know, be good at it.
I mean,
in the mud.
Well, I mean, dang, girl, how many people you see? You talk about your hometown. I mean, don't Seattle got about 800,000 folks?
But here's the cold piece, Kitty. Everybody know everybody here. That's what's so sick about it. As many people is out here. I'll just give you a prime example. Me, two of my best friends went out last night, ran into two friends, and within the five of us, we all knew each other one way or the other.
6 degrees of separation.
Exactly,
baby.
And we're all from different areas, and yet we all knew each other. So it's unfortunate that's how it is in Washington, at least Western Washington. Everybody knows everybody's business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. If you're going to go out here, and I don't judge, you know, do you. If you like to get your groove on, get your groove on.
Mm-hmm.
But be smart about it. You know, don't have your name ran in the mud at home. Now, while you on vacation, they don't know you. You don't know them. You never gonna see each other. Go for what you know. Wear your back out. Wear them knees out.
Right.
You the asthma inhaler and have fun.
Do you? Do
oh.
Right. Take your knee pads with you.
That's all I'm saying.
Pack them up, baby.
Had them Oxyhots ready.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to. You know. I mean. Sex is a good thing. I don't care how anybody looks at it. Sex
well, let
is
me
a good
say
thing.
This right quick. How do you feel about having toys while you're having sex with another person? Do you ever pull out your toys while you're having sex with another person?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I know, but some women might feel ashamed about it, that that's just only personal for them, where other women may feel like, hey, want to see what's in my toy box?
Or even the husbands and the wives will play games with toys and stuff, too. So, I mean, that's possible.
Yeah.
Now, I can see where the toys is brought out there.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that. That would be fun.
Yeah, but even if but even
that
if
would be
married,
fun.
Bring them toys out. Like, you know, can you compete with this?
Oh, my gosh. Now you want to give him a complex.
Exactly. Then your day walk out the door.
She want to give him a complex. They already got one. We ain't trying to give them another one.
I think, well, Kitty, how would you feel? You're being intimate with a woman, you're doing your thing, and bam, she just pulls out the toy and is like, I like this too. How would you feel with that as a man?
Hey, once again, as long as we're talking about the last topic, I think I'm a good person. As long as my eyes are rolling in the back of my head and she just got done doing the who gives a damn. No, realistically, no, being very serious, that doesn't bother me one way or another, because people are going to do what they're going to do with you or without you. So
or without
you,
that's right.
Or you better
that's
get
right.
on board, or you better say, you know what, this isn't me, and then maybe you should find somebody that's willing to do the things that you are, or somebody
exactly.
who's willing to do things that you're not. And so that's, I think, where you really have to go. So I don't think that there's any way saying...
So it's an individual preference.
Exactly. And if somebody says to you, or so let's say, for instance, some girl, she pulls out whatever kind of toys or whatnot, and if I'm just like, hey, that's not my style, she has to respect that. And then we just go, you know, Adam and Eve style. But, you know, I may not be what works for her. And so in that particular instance, then it's up to her to find somebody who does. And I have to respect her decision if she says, well, you know, I'm really into this. It's either get on or get off, because if there isn't a in-between. This ain't no birthday kind of anniversary type of special thing. This is something that she does regularly. So and that's how I look. I mean, as far as it's
I agree with that.
I keep everything with an open mind that, you know what, try it once and try it twice just in case you didn't like it the first time. And in the event that it didn't work out, you know, you just got to keep rolling, because there are some things that I think everybody won't do. Everybody won't do. And you have to respect that and just, you know, find things that
you
guys love to enjoy to do with each other.
Yeah,
and that's true, Kenny.
I agree with
that.
True. I agree with that.
I tell you, all this insight off of off of a bottle of wine, I tell you, I should have my own show.
Hush, Kenny. Well, we're down to the
I'm still waiting on my own topic show. There you go.
We're gonna have to give Kenny his own topic.
Okay,
show.
We can do that. We'll have him on for an hour.
Trust me, if I told you what really goes on in the modeling industry, y'all might be crazy.
I wouldn't be crazy.
No, we could do a show on that, on the modeling industry.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put that up. How about the second Sunday in April? You're on. That's
second
how
Sunday
quick
in April.
I am.
Is that the 10th?
Whatever the second Sunday in April is, you're on. It'll be about modeling. You got the show.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
There we go. All right. I'm down.
Okay, so you need to call all your other model friends so they can call in and discuss those items with you.
Okay.
No, we don't know. Well, I want to say to Kenny, thank you for calling in. Thank you, Joan and Kowali. And as always, you know, we have a wonderful, exotic type of show that's exciting every Sunday. Next Sunday will be psychic readings, and we will dedicate the whole hour to psychic readings. So call in. And just want to say to everybody, thank you, listening audience. Thank you for all the callers. You know we love you. Have a wonderful week. And we're out.